Cases of whooping cough are rising again. Data from the CDC shows there have been more than 8,000 cases of whooping cough so far this year. That's twice as many cases as the same time last year. The numbers fell during the coronavirus pandemic because of masking and social distancing. Experts say the outbreaks of vaccine-preventable illnesses like measles and whooping cough could be indicative of changing attitudes toward vaccines. Whooping cough symptoms are similar to a cold, but the cough becomes increasingly severe with a distinctive sound, a whoop, as the person tries to take in air. It is treated with antibiotics. In the past 6 months, two babies in Louisiana and a five-year-old in Washington State have died from whooping cough. I'm Ed Donahue.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.